Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Finding a space to rent when you're a student can be really, really difficult. We know that demand for housing anywhere is really, really high. And we know that in all likelihood, your student budget is likely really, really low. Now, there are a number of different platforms out there that are trying to make this a little bit easier and tap into what I would call underutilized capacity. One of them is called Spaces Shared, and it is a home sharing platform that pairs up students to live with seniors in, you know, a spare bedroom or something that they might have to earn a little bit extra cash. To talk about this idea, we are joined by the co-founder and CEO of Spaces Shared. His name is Rylan Kinnon, and he's in Toronto. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce. Thanks for having me today.
Where did this idea come from? Because on the one hand, it's complete genius. And of course, why didn't we do this decades ago? But it wasn't around, or at least at scale, a couple of years ago.
So I was doing some work for an advocacy organization in Ontario focused on student mental health. And in that work, I spoke with student leaders from across the province. And three key things stood out. Every student leader from every community that I spoke to, didn't matter where they were in Ontario, had housing as a top priority. Second piece is a student leader said very eloquently, you know, when we think about mental health, we tend to think about therapeutic interventions, but the reality is you can't counsel me out of food, economic, or housing insecurity. The final piece, as you said in your opening, Bruce, is just how limited some students' budgets are. Some of the international students that are coming to Canada have housing budgets as low as $500 a month. So I started to think, what in the world can you do? If housing is unaffordable for middle-income families, which it is becoming increasingly unaffordable, you know it's hard for everybody else. So I remember reading about models that match students and seniors and decided there's got to be a way to scale those models, just as you said, Bruce.
So how does this work? How does it work?
So we've built an end-to-end platform that allows you to create a listing as an older adult, match to students who meet your requirements, communicate with them in the platform by message, and then meet by video chat. And then based on that meeting, if you enjoy each other, you can set up a home share agreement, again, automated through the platform, and finally set up payments in the platform. Then we check in. So we check in the day the student moves in, a week thereafter, and every month. And if there's any issue that comes up, either from the host or the student side, we're there to help.
What would that help look like? Would you pull the senior aside and say, you got to tone down that hip hop music because your student does not like that?
So it could be something like that. One of the things we know, one of the things we always say is pretty much everyone has had an arrangement where they've lived with someone else, a partner, a spouse, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a roommate. And you can probably think of an example of a small thing that became a big issue because you did not address it early. So we want to be there to help folks address these issues early that they come up. And when someone says, like, if their score on their survey that we send them changes even just a tiny bit, we're going to follow up because we know that's the start of that small issue that could become a major problem.
And what are some of the things that you've noticed? I mean, you've now got data. What are the things that you've noticed are the little bit of rah, 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 in those relationships? Is it because someone's loading the dishwasher wrong? Because that's the first thing I would think of.
So everybody has a thing like that. Like my wife would tell you that I load the dishwasher wrong
too.
I'm not even sure what the right way of doing it is.
There's a right way. She knows. You got to ask her. She'll tell you.
I've got to ask her. And you know what? She needs to provide me with a written manual so I can do it properly.
And photos.
And we can stop having the discussion. And photos and maybe an explanatory video as well. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we've heard repeatedly is, what does a full garbage can look like? We know that this is one of the things that can cause match breakdown. Because you might say, okay, the student's responsible for taking the garbage out when it's full, but the student doesn't see it as full. And the host sees it as full.
Right. And they're like, I need to yank it out and jam my foot into it and compress it.
Exactly. Exactly. Like I'm using a all natural compressor of my foot as though we had a garbage compactor. That's not fine.
Genius. Genius. Now, my mom had people live with her for decades, mostly theater.
Amazing.
People, because we had a theater connection, so there'd be actors and stage managers, and she loved it. Not everyone would love it. If you're the senior offering housing, how do you determine if this is for you?
So the first thing we'd say to a senior who's thinking about it is, first of all, you have to be open to new experiences. That's the absolute first thing. You have to have a level of empathy to be able to put yourself in the position that the student's in. So that if you know the student is not as on top of their game one day as you might expect, that you can say, okay, I get it because it's midterms or it's whatever else. And obviously a desire to live with other people. If you're extremely introverted and the thought of going down before you've made your morning coffee and someone talking to you terrifies you, maybe it's not for you. Though, we might be able to help you find a similarly introverted person who would never want to talk to you without knowing that there's caffeine flowing through your veins. So, but the really the key things are openness to new experiences, empathy, and feeling comfortable with the idea of someone in their home. But I will say, Bruce, and we always say this, you might think it's not for you, but you might actually enjoy it. So yeah. What we always say is you can rent for as little as 1 month. That could be for someone who's doing a co-op placement or a work term. Try it out. It might surprise you.
Yeah. I'm that way about cats. I hate cats. And then we got a cat. And now I love my cat. My cat's the best. Can't imagine life without a cat.
Exactly.
I want to ask about the motivation on the part of the senior. And I'm sure, you know, people may have both in equal measure, or sometimes it skews one way or the other. The companionship benefit and the financial benefit. What have you learned so far in terms of the number one reason why people might do this? Seniors.
So there's a third reason that I'll add in, which has been exactly what I hoped for, which is a lot of older adults have said, I understand it is hard for students and I want to give back.
Okay.
Students are, or older adults are actually responding and saying, I get it. It's hard. I don't believe any student should be struggling to find safe and affordable housing. So I'm going to do it. But they might also say, typically it's multiple. Some might say, you know, if I had to put the number one reason, it's probably income, but it's closely followed by companionship. Mm. Others have said, I'm doing this because the student needs it. I don't actually need the money. I'm going to donate the money. That's the situation of one of our houses in.
And then what about for the renter? I mean, for sure, there's a real compelling case to be made that you've got a safe bed in a home, but some students might think, that senior's going to cramp my style. I don't want to walk into a home that smells like mothballs and lavender.
What's been amazing is hearing from students that, and this is what we hope for. This is what I dreamed of when we designed this program, was that we're going to build meaningful relationships and relationships that are also an opportunity for knowledge transfer and mentorship. The reality is we can match a student who's studying engineering with an active or retired engineer. We can match a student who's studying nursing with an active or retired nurse. Suddenly that person is a source of knowledge and potentially also a node on that student's network. It's not for every student. I think we can all think of student populations that, especially in their first year, they're looking to have a good time. They're looking to socialize. They're looking to live with other young people. But there are plenty of students who are looking for stable, safe, affordable housing and understand the value and the knowledge and the wisdom and experience that can be shared living with an older adult.
How do these rooms get priced?
So it's up to the hosts currently to set the price. We don't set a limit. What we do have is a helper's discount, which is where the host can ask for up to 5 hours of help around the house per week. And we reduce the rent by 5% monthly for every hour they're looking for on a weekly basis. Wow. That's the only thing we have set. It is a defined list of tasks, none of which are care tasks. It's things like getting groceries, cooking a meal, light household cleaning, snow removal, those types of things. But otherwise, it's up to the host to set the rent.
I am sure, you know, we only have a limited amount of time, but people have lots and lots of questions. What are two or three other things that you get asked all the time that you can answer en masse as a part of this discussion?
I really appreciate that question. The first thing is, how do I feel safe opening my home to a stranger? And the first thing we say is, you've met them, you've contacted them as many times as you want to before you've decided to meet them. They're not a stranger by the time they move in. And the other thing is, we have verified that student's identity before they've been allowed to reach out to you. We've also verified that that student has been accepted and enrolled at a post-secondary institution. And if the student has been in Canada or is a domestic student for more than a year, they run a criminal background check. So all of those things happen before the student moves in. They also know that we're not going away. We're going to keep checking in. There's a phone number they can call if issues come up. So that, I think, is probably the most important piece, is this is not a stranger coming into your home. This is not a random person. Vetting has been involved. And you've also gotten to say what you're looking for. And we've matched you to someone who meets those requirements.
There are some seniors offering housing who would have rules that might live in the land of values or even morality. So that would be things like having a partner, boyfriend or girlfriend, stay over. It might be the consumption of alcohol and drugs, for example. How do you ensure, or at least up the probability, that there is going to be a fit on some of those maybe less tangible things?
We ask the question right up front. So we ask expectations from the host and from the student about alcohol, tobacco, and cannabis consumption. It can be as liberal as you can smoke it, drink it whenever you want to, never. We also ask about daytime and evening guests and overnight guests. So some hosts say there's no overnight guests, period, end of story. So all of that is covered right up front. And obviously, there are matches basically for everyone, but some students might look at that home and say, no, that's too restrictive. Others will say, that's fully in keeping with how I live my life, and I'm totally happy to live in that environment. The key thing is, it's very clear right up front what the host is expecting and what the students expect.
How many of your, and this is just a ballpark, how many of your seniors would open up more than one room? Or is really the design here for them to have a plus one versus a plus two or three?
So I'm trying to think, looking at it right now, it's a pretty small percentage, maybe 5% have opened up more than one room. And what we tell people is try this out, see if you like it, and improve the chances of success. So if you have multiple rooms, maybe don't rent them all out the first time you open your home up. Try with one student, see what that's like, and then think about what it's going to be like to add another person into that context. Is that going to be a benefit? Is that going to be a drawback? We're not going to stop you from listing multiple rooms if you are living in the home. You must live in the home. This is not for absentee landlords. But we tend to recommend start with one, see how it goes, and then grow it from there.
Clearly, you have a social mission here. This isn't just, you know, the Airbnb for students. So looking ahead 5 to 10 years, what's your grand ambition that will have you look back and say, this was a total home run?
Oh, there's a few things I would put into that answer, and it's a great question. First of all, I'd like to see students that are happy and healthy and well integrated into the economies and the cities that they live in, both during school and upon graduation, particularly for international students. I'd also like to see more people that have an excess of room in their home, multiple empty bedrooms, thinking about how they could open them up. And we're focused on students and seniors right now, but there's lots of people that have lots of need. And there's lots of bedrooms. And I'd like to believe that people would open their homes to folks in need if they felt confident that we've done a really good job vetting those people and that we are there if an issue comes up. So in 5 to 10 years, I would love people to think about their homes as a way of giving back, as a way of also getting assistance, additional income. That is also a way to commit, to contribute to a society that has a housing crisis. And a way for them to actually be part of the solution to that crisis.
That's great. Rylan, thank you for your time, most obviously, but really more than that, thank you for your vision. I expected we were going to have like a pretty run of the mill, like, oh, how does that work? But I'm finishing this conversation wishing I had an extra room in my house. Maybe I could kick out my kid and then rent it on your platform. Can I do that? They're 13. They could live in the
garage. I think you may have to wait a little bit longer how I understand the child protection laws. But,
All right, fine.
But thanks, Bruce. I appreciate the opportunity. And what I will say is you probably have neighbors and friends that have empty bedrooms. Yep. Tell them about Spaces Shared, please.
That's great. Rylan Kinnon is the founder of Spaces Shared. It's a really interesting idea that brings together seniors and students in a way that delivers multifaceted benefits.
Hi, it's me, your dad. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.